The Ministry of Education has partnered with educator and founder of Cheetah Toys and More, Dr. Paulette Trowers, to supply educational toys and resources to several schools. Dr. Trowers recently visited GIS Radio's Studio 58A, where she spoke about the educational toys her company creates, as well as her partnership with the Education Ministry. She was speaking in an interview with Lorraine Mendez. We bring you an excerpt of the interview.
So I came after the official pilot for the tablet in school, but since that time, the Ministry of Education has purchased, and other organizations and different individual schools as well have purchased the tablets. So we do a lot of customization, not to give out too much to my competitors, but we have found a unique way to truly add value to our customers. So when they get our tablets, it's somewhat customized, it's tailored for their needs. That's as much I want to say about the tablets. But it's we are excited about it. We are able to, thanks to open source, we're able to have our own name. We talked to Google, got permission, understood how to go about it. There's a thing in marketing, when we talk about business later, that's, I've learned a long time ago, that says that you should catch them bragging. It's a marketing tool. So look at what your competition is doing. And so that's what I did. I'm self-taught.
Okay, so tell us more about what you mean by catch them bragging.
Yeah, right. So if you want to mimic someone, if you want, like for me, I'm venturing into something entirely new. So here I am, someone I love to read, but I'm not a techie person. I've always had to call my son to say, hey, can you do this for me in my computers or my phone? But then once I had my books and I realized inspiration came, and I'm very spiritual, came that why not put all your books on a tablet?
Ah.
And then I said, tablet? And I speak to myself, not in a mad way, but, you know, I have a conversation. Mm-hmm. And I said, tablets? And it's, you know, the confirmation, like, yes, you could do that. And so I went and looked up to see how I could do that. And so, catch them bragging, I looked at what Samson was doing.
Oh, so you studied the competition.
Exactly. So I saw what they're doing, hear what they're doing and how they're doing it. You know, read a lot about them. I get to understand their specs a lot, the specifications. Mm-hmm. So then I understand about resolutions and the camera size and the memory and how much space it needs and so on, and the ports. So I, you know, taught myself, see what they're doing and somewhat mimic them, but then also trying to add more value to mine. So here I am in Jamaica competing with them, but in a great way. So I'm me as a little company, I'm eating away a lot of their market share.
Understood.
I think.
Let's talk a little bit about that. How did you get schools to actually buy into the program and get some of these toys into the
students?
So
you might tell you that people really don't say no. I have great ideas and they see the value. So We bought the toy initially for young children, and it sings our theme song and what the cheetah is really about. You're a cheetah, future leader, and the cheetah is saying, teach me more.
Right.
And so our knowledge is power, school is a tower where you get the tools, but that's what it's really saying, our theme songs. So here I went to a school, several schools, and I told them, you know, why not do, I'll be happy to do a co-branding with you. And I had an advisory board and they didn't like the idea too much because they're thinking that, okay, you know, it's Cheetah, it's your brand,
right.
You shouldn't have anybody else's name on it. But I think I wanted to add value, so why would they want to buy into it if they don't see a part or see themselves in it? Mm-hmm. So what I ended up doing was to offer the toys to different schools. Jesse RuPaul,
right.
A school, a prominent school here in Kingston, they bought hundreds of them. We did a co-branding. We put our cheetah logo on our website, but also their information.
Oh, so the school names was
right.
Actually,
so Jesse RuPaul was on the front. And so we have done that with a few schools. And so for that particular school, how they utilize it is used as an incentive. And for people who are coming, students who are coming in for that year, everybody got one of the toys. But we have utilized it even high school, surprisingly. Because, you know, in Jamaica, we love the dancing and so on.
So what has the reaction from students been
You would believe a celebrity walks in the room. And that's another thing. When you do your business and you... I do a lot of things on my own, but then to be able to have that validation and that people truly likes it, I think, and then to also see your production, something that you have dreamt of, and you see it in reality and see the tangible effects of it, I think that's one of their most amazing feelings.
Founder of Cheetah Toys and More, Dr. Paulette Trowers, in a recent interview with Lorraine Mendez inside GIS Radio's Studio 58A. Catch the full interview on our YouTube channel at Jamaica Information Service /Studio 58A. Don't forget to subscribe, comment, and share.
Ooh. This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.